This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Paul Hamilton.
Mamma mia, here I go again. Mama, how can I resist you? Mamma mia, does it show again? Mama, just how much I missed you.
I guess that's it. Paul's on.
I guess.
At the end of our conversation yesterday, I said, Paul, do you promise to tell me how the game went tomorrow when we talk? And he laughed. He didn't exactly agree. But Paul,
I can tell you how the game went.
I watched the second period.
Did you?
Look at you.
I know. I don't want applause, but they were shorthanded the whole time.
Yeah.
It looked like they were pretty fortunate to get out of that. But I didn't last past that. So I've read your article, and it seems like you were kind of impressed.
Yeah. The good news is they got out of it. They killed the penalties very well. But the bad news is they took the penalties. And they just haven't gotten into their heads yet. Rob was on with Brayton and I earlier, and who better than Rob Ray? Because if you remember in Rob Ray's career, he would get majors and misconducts. He rarely put his team down shorthanded. And so he knew where that line was. He could play aggressively. He could battle. But he didn't necessarily sit in the penalty box and put his team shorthanded. There's that line there. That you have to understand, and the Sabres haven't figured out yet. But between 18:35 of the first period and 16:12 of the second period, they were shorthanded four times. So they basically killed penalties the whole second period. Only had three shots. Well, of course they only had three shots because they were killing penalties the whole period and never got into a flow.
Right, yeah. That's not what you need on a night where your lines were in a blender to begin with.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But they did – when you look at it, they gave him another power play in the third period. In five power plays, the Kings only had four shots on goal. I mean, look at McLeod. He spent over 6 minutes killing penalties last night and did a great job. But, and of course, Lukanen, you heard the old thing, your goaltender's your best penalty killer. Mm-hmm. He was. But they did a good job. What I liked as what we saw most of last night, and even in the last 3 minutes or so when it's 6-on-5, was desperation.
Yeah.
Tuck got caught on the ice, Mike. You didn't see the third period for the last 3 minutes and 22 seconds.
That's legit.
And the other guys out there were out there for 244,
right.
247. But they blocked four shots, and they rarely let Los Angeles into the middle. That's been a huge problem with this team, is not being able to guard the slot. And Los Angeles got two chances to score in that all that time. One was over to Byfield. It wasn't the greatest pass in the world, but he wound up breaking his stick, and he couldn't get a stick on it. And the other was right at the end, a one-timer by Kempe. And that's all they gave up, even though they were on the ice basically for the whole time.
Yeah, Paul, I'm of two minds about that. Obviously, it's not optimal to have guys stuck on the ice for 2 minutes and 45 seconds or longer in the case of Tuck. But that they got through it without a shot on goal being registered is kind of stunning. I mean, I think that's a great job of digging in and getting that game you know, back home. If I'd have been awake for that, I would have been tweeting garage, garage, garage over and over again in a panic because these guys can't get off the ice. I mean, oh my gosh, but they did it.
They had five chances to get the puck out. But by the time you've been on the ice for 322, your mind is mush. Your body is shot. So, you know, when you don't have, maybe you could have whipped the puck out of the zone if you were fresh. By the time 322 is out, you barely can flip it out.
Right.
You know, and they had five different chances to get it out, but they didn't panic. You know, they just got back in defensive position again. I mean, the Kings just wore out Kopitar and Kempe playing catch back and forth and back and forth and back and forth because they couldn't find a play to get it. And then they got impatient shot a couple times. As I said, the Sabres blocked four shots in that scenario. And, you know, it was a really nice job.
Yeah, maybe Joki Haru is the only guy I might be a little hard on because it seemed like he had the cleanest chance to do something else besides ice it. And
and
that was pretty early on, too, I think, maybe 2.5. It was early in the 6-on-5, and they could have gotten a change if he'd handled that a little differently, but still.
Right.
Full marks to those guys for being able to gut that out. And, you know, Luukkonen maybe wasn't called on necessarily then. Obviously, no shots got through to him in that 6-on-5 scenario. And even though the shots were modest, right, would it end up being 23 saves in the end, Paul?
Yes.
There were some real nice ones. Like, you've been right on top of it. That Montreal game was an aberration. He wasn't healthy. Probably was a mistake to even put him in that game to begin with. But he before that, and then now, he's on a heater, and he looks like the guy from, you know, last February now.
Well, the five starts other than the Montreal game, and the reason I know it counts, but I take it out of there because he was playing hurt. He shouldn't have played the game. In those five starts, he stopped 130 out of 136 shots. That's a save percentage of .956 in five games.
Pretty good. Yeah. Jason Zucker, 200 goals. That sneaked up on me. He's scored a power play goal. You've got here that it's seven games in a row. That problem seems to have gone away, for the most part anyway. How about this player? Because he's been valuable so far.
He's valuable in so many ways, Mike. I was noticing it in the Philadelphia game because he was out there with Kulik. Almost every time they went to the bench, Zucker would sit down with Kulik and they would talk about the shift. Who better than for Kulik to sit with than a guy like Zucker, who has so many experiences? And then they even put the camera on him last night, and there was Zucker again talking to Kulik, and you know, just how, and you could see Kulik was like riveted to him, like really listening, you know. And it was the first game that Kulik had a chance to play center in the NHL, and I think it's such a valuable resource for him to have him there. And I don't think they've had anybody who gets in front of them and tips the puck as well since Reinhardt. Mm-hmm. Reinhardt is so good at it. He's one of the best, if not the best, in the NHL at tipping pucks in front of the net. And Zucker is very good at it, too. If you remember, the first power play goal Buffalo scored this year was him tipping the puck. He's just very good at it. And that was the only thing that was going to beat either one of these goaltenders last night, was somebody getting that type of a goal. And Buffalo got it early into the third period. Yes, on the power play.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Zucker is in front of the net, and he tips the puck, his 200th NHL goal. And as you mentioned, Mike, the seventh straight game and 10 out of 11 where they've scored a power play goal, and they're fourth in the league on the power play in that time period. And even Dahlin, at least offensively, he's waking up. I mean, he has a seven-game point streak now where he has 10 points. So the offensive part of Dahlin's game is starting to come.
Yeah, Paul Zucker, I think we talked about Zucker a couple of weeks ago one day when Mike was out. And he would have been an easy guy to pan in the summer when they signed him because, you know, the Skinner buyout and where's the top six forward and all that sort of stuff. And that's all, you know, I understand that from the fan base. And so you've got a guy like Zucker, $5 million, oh, he's been around. You might worry that you're buying the cliff here. Like, he's going to show up here, and this is the end for him. And far from it. I mean, he's helped them have a third line that I know it's in pieces right now because of Greenway being out, but their third line a lot of these years has been like the island of misfit toys. It's like a washed up veteran and a kid who's miscast in that role. He's eventually going to be a top six guy, but you don't have room because of Skinner or somebody else, so you just plop him down there. And they've got now, when they're healthy, hopefully this comes back around, that line with McLeod and Zucker and Greenway, I feel like it's just not a line they've had in years.
It isn't, and I know they gave up a first-round pick for McLeod. Even if he didn't give the offensive – I think the offensive production is more than I expected. I'm not going to speak for you guys. But even if the offensive production was where maybe I thought it would be, I still think he is exactly what they needed. I mean, that's what they needed to, you know, is a guy who can play both ends of the rink and does a really good job with it. As I mentioned, he spent over 6 minutes on the ice killing penalties and did a great job. Also, the speed that he brings really helps this team, too. And, you know, we were talking, I think it was with Joe and Jeremy about, well, look at all these first-round picks and how many of them really turned into anything yet? And they still could. But at least that first round pick turned into McLeod, who I think is that's fine. And who knows what Savoy could end up in the Hall of Fame. He could end up never playing in the NHL. Who knows? I mean, you don't know. But McLeod, at least you have an idea what you're getting. And I really think he has been a key piece as Zucker also, I think, has been better than I expected to put in there. And I don't think they paid too much for McLeod. Again, you don't know what Savoy is going to turn into. And I think he is exactly what they needed.
You think Luukkonen tomorrow or wait till Saturday?
I do. Yeah, you got the day off. So theoretically, he could maybe go 3-4. I don't think that's what he's going to do, depending on how many shots he gets against Anaheim. And I know it's kind of funny because a lot of focus when people talking, you know, interacting with me has been, you know, the Sabres have won 5 out of 7 games, but a lot of the focus has been on the 2 losses and not the 5 wins because they were against Montreal and Philadelphia. Well, Montreal has more than one win this year, and they're only 3 points out of a playoff spot, which the Sabres have right now. Last place in the conference is only 3 points out of the playoffs. That's how much it's bunched.
Yeah, the whole thing. I mean, the good news for the Sabres, I think we touched on this a little bit yesterday, Paul, is that the whole division, if not the conference, no one's really run away. Like, you know, the fact that you're at 19 points through 19 games played and in a playoff spot really says a lot. Like, I would expect that to change as the season goes on, but I don't know, maybe it won't. Maybe it'll be a year where 85 points or something makes it.
And I can't tell people what to think, but I would hope if the Sabres win 5 out of 7 at any point, you're happy with that. I mean, 5 out of 7 games to win, I think, is good. What I'm cautioning people is a lot of people think Anaheim stinks. Anaheim has the same record as the Sabres. They're both 500 in points percentage, and they've won 3 in a row and 4 out of 5. So don't think they're just going to go in Anaheim and just, well, if they lose that game, that's worse than Montreal. I mean, a lot of people might think that.
Yeah.
But, you know, they've actually been playing some pretty good hockey. So with that in mind, I think I would still go with Luukkonen with the day rest and then see how it goes. If he only faces like 20 shots or 25 shots, I'd be – the only problem is it's a night game going into
an earlier game the next
late
day.
Late afternoon
right.
game.
Right.
That might be a bit of a problem, maybe. But if not, then I guess Reimer gets his first game as a Saber.
Yeah, right. But it won't be revenge. He wasn't with San Jose. Oh, he was at San Jose before this, though, I think.
I believe he's played for every team.
Yeah, I think. I got to look at his career, but I feel like he had time in San Jose. So maybe that even still works. And we'll see what the Sharks do, Paul. The kid, Askarov, who got called up earlier this week, I think is making his NHL debut tonight.
He is.
So, you know, maybe they see him Saturday night if it goes well for him tonight.
And that's in St. Louis, I believe?
Yes. Correct.
So, Buffalo will have back-to-back, but the Sharks will at least have to come back from a fairly large ways to get home and get ready for the game on Saturday.
Right. Paul, thank you. Good work today. We'll talk again soon.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
There you go. That's our man, Paul Hamilton, on the Western Hotline, and his appearances are brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this.
I don't know how much I care which game it is, but I would definitely give Reimer one of the games. We're not in the must-win zone here.
Yeah.
There's 60 games left. And, like, he's on the team. He flew out west with them.
And Luukkonen just came back from missing an injury, you know, with an injury. I wouldn't want to push it either. I'd be stunned. Especially the point Paul makes at the end there with the short turnaround. I mean, you know, because they're playing at 10:30 our time tomorrow night and then 8:00 our time on Saturday. I think back in the Stone Ages, I don't know if teams would play a goalie in both of those games, let alone now.
10 tomorrow, by the way. So,
oh, 10, sorry.
Okay. Yeah. That's not a nothing flight either, Anaheim to San Jose, you know?
No.
That doesn't matter to me. It's just, yeah. You're on the team. It's November.
Yeah.
You're getting one of these games. Go get it. 803-0550, Joe Ostrowski at 4, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.